Coloradans elect their county coroners to deal with the dead. Rob Glassmeyer is the Garfield County coroner. He was reelected this past November for another 4-year term. I recently paid him a visit to find out what exactly he and his team do every day.
So we don't have any bodies in there now. If you want to take a look, I can show you.
Rob Glassmeyer and I are stepping into a walk-in refrigerator. A few years ago, his office bought it used from a restaurant. It stays a cool 38 degrees. Inside, 4 long metal trays are stacked like bunk beds along one of the walls.
The most bodies that we've had in here is 7, and that was getting close to our capacity.
Each year, roughly 350 people die in Garfield County. Many die in hospitals or in hospice care from things like cancer and heart failure. Glassmeyer and his investigators don't usually look into these. Their cases involve a little more mystery: the body in the river, the fallen hiker, the motorcycle totaled along I-70. He and his team arrive on the scene. They talk to witnesses and take photos. Their job is to collect facts. This is why voters decide who's coroner, not the county commissioners. It's to ensure the work remains unbiased. If the death looks like a possible suicide or a homicide or an accident, there needs to be an autopsy.
It's usually pretty easy to determine if we're going to do an autopsy or not.
Glassmeyer sends bodies to Dr. Dean Havlick in Grand Junction, who's a forensic pathologist. The autopsy needs to address the question of murder. Here's Havlick.
The main reason why we actually do autopsies, the number one reason, is trying to rule in or rule out a homicide.
The scene description that Glassmeyer and his investigators provide Dr. Havlick can contain essential clues. Take, for example, a case from 2017. A 24-year-old man was found dead in his mother's house. There were no injuries. Havlick's autopsy found nothing. The toxicology report, nothing. There were no drugs in the man's bloodstream. But one of Glassmeyer's investigators noted a can of compressed air near the man's body. Havlick did an extra test for the substances in the can, which came back positive. The man had died inhaling those chemicals.
So we may have never known had we not seen that can.
Glassmeyer worked for the sheriff as an investigator before becoming coroner in 2015. He never expected he'd spend his days around dead bodies, but he says it doesn't bother him. And it's only one part of his job. He also has to figure out who the people were, and he needs to tell their families they've died. This can be one of the hardest parts of his work, he says.
Notifying a mother of their daughter or son's death, I think that's probably one of the toughest notifications that you can make.
He's learned it's best to be calm and clear.
I never ask the people, do you want to sit down? This is really tough news. I just tell them.
It's also his responsibility, he says, to protect the dead.
The decedent is a helpless person, if you will. They can't move, they can't make decisions for themselves.
This could mean caring for a home, securing their cars, or storing jewelry or cash at the coroner's office. His office also stores actual body parts.
Looks like maybe someone's hand is in there.
It appears it's the fingers. It says left thumb, index, middle ring, and pinky fingers.
Glassmeyer and I are standing in front of a fridge, in a room that he and only one other employee can access. The fingers are in a bag. They were found at the scene of a fire in 1995. Glassmeyer's office will continue holding on to them until an investigator can locate the family. After all, those fingers belong to someone. Wyatt Orme, Aspen Public Radio News.